Well, here we are again. It's Monday in the week running up to the Flower Show. We're 4 days away from doors opening. I'm sitting now with Eric Blunn here at the showground in the middle of our build. Eric, you're in charge of setting up and overseeing the sort of setting up of the whole Flower Show. Just tell us how it's been so far and what are the kind of things you get up to on your days here?
Well, my day starts on Wednesday, more or less a week and a half before the show, in which the park is absolutely empty. Danko get here, the marquees go up, and they've gone up reasonably quick this year, and hopefully we're about a day ahead of our normal schedule. So it's my job to make sure that all the kit is brought from the stores, that relevant tents, the floral tent and the competition tent, all that kit is brought up that they require. Then it's my job to ensure that the three checklists that we have do all the relevant fence building, kit moving, and anything else that might require labour, then it's up to me to organise that.
Tell us, what are some of the challenges that the Flower Show faces turning what is this central park in Taunton here in Somerset into what is a showground that can cater for 8,000 or so visitors? What are some of the challenges in that process?
We have to build this park during a week in which the park is still open to the public. So we have to be careful what we put up, where we put it, because there has been times in the past when what we've left up and ready for the Flower Show to start has been somewhat fiddled with at night time by various members of the public. Although we have a security man, he's only one man and he can't be everywhere at the same time. So it's keeping everything in place without it being damaged or moved, which tends to be a bit of a challenge. All the rest of it is falling into place and we're up and ready to go just about.
And how many years have you been in charge of sort of setting up the Flower Show here?
This will be my third year, really. I sort of shadowed the previous showground organiser. Last year was my first by myself. This year, everything seems to have fallen into place, and touch wood and whistle, as I say, we're about a day ahead.
Well, Eric, it's been great talking to you on this short audio chat, and we're looking forward to a good show. Thanks for talking.
Thank you very much.